You're probably wondering why I brought you here tonight.
Sort of am. We were all quiet for a reason.
I have been listening to the last take of what may someday become your show.
Right, right.
And I am tempted to release it on my birthday instead of an episode.
Okay.
But I needed an intro explaining that.
I have several issues with that, but I can't stop you and I won't.
Oh, you think I'm going to edit it or something?
No. Oh, I see what's going on here. Yeah. Ah, crap.
It's your show. You should at least ride shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Also, what's your show about, Phil?
I don't have the first clue.
As far as I can tell, it's just Barton brotherly banter without all this tedious science business going on.
There's science occasionally.
Actually, yeah, maybe that's why I like this one. We talked about flies crouching in the dark like broken-hearted middle-aged men.
The problem with doing that is that people might... Who's listening? Let's do it. Where are we at?
7, I think.
No, I was going to make fun of take 6.
On take 6, and then you didn't. I was
kind of surprised. And then take 6, 7. Well, theoretically, welcome to take 8 of episode 1. My name is Philip Barton.
I am Brad Barton.
We got no kind of show lined up for you at all. I really need to think about preparing something.
I have some science news.
Hey, hot damn.
Okay. They have discovered... a way to erase long-term memories in fruit flies. Well, how long a memory can a fruit fly have? What, do they live for like 24 hours anyway?
I see why the fruit fly, right? Multiple generations instantly
as humans go. As far as like genetic studies go, Drosophila, it's been our friend.
Drosophila.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Usual caveats, you know. But, so the flies, apparently, they set them up to be rejected by females.
Okay.
Which is apparently traumatic for male flies.
They used Axe body spray, I assume?
Then eventually the male flies would stop trying to mate with females. So after they arranged for these poor little bugs to have their hearts broken.
Turn them into bitter middle-aged men. Okay.
Yeah. I never thought I'd have anything, you know, in common with Drosophila, but here we go.
What a terrible thought.
All right, so then they kept them in the dark.
Okay.
And I guess within a couple of days, without light, they lost their memory of these traumatic events and went right back to trying to mate with the females. And the control group, who still had daylight in their lives,
okay,
never got over their little phobia.
Okay, I was going to ask, because maybe it was, you know, middle-aged men do the middle-aged crisis thing. Why this show is happening at all. And, you know, get back up on that horse, little flies.
Fruit fly, not the horse fly. Oh my God.
Up back on. Why would a fruit fly care about horses?
Hybrid critter, are you trying to...
I'm just saying, you know, maybe they just needed a good nap.
And it turns out that the light coming in causes a certain protein to be made.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is its job. And that protein somewhere down the metabolic pathway is essential for making the proteins involved in keeping and maintaining the long-term memory. I know.
I got nothing. I'm like, what?
This is typical of evolution, actually. It does not design things the way humans would, right?
Right.
But if it's always there, like if your species has had daylight for the last few million years,
yeah,
and something becomes weirdly dependent upon it, you'll never know. Everything will just be fine as far as you're concerned and for you and your offspring.
Oh, I think I misunderstood. So the control group. Did they have a regular day-night schedule?
They didn't.
Okay. So They had night, but they weren't trapped in darkness.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing here is, as a broken-hearted middle-aged man, what I need to do is just crouch in the dark.
Yeah, let me turn my light off. Hold on. Yeah, this is great. Forget all my life up to this point. Start over. Thank you, fruit flies. Oh, goodness. Oh, what happened just now?
Man. So that was my science news. It's all you now, man. Lay it on me.
How are you? How was your day?
Oh, super duper, man. My birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Because your birthday comes up and you feel a little older, but you really are just one day older than yesterday.
So, yeah, actually, I used to have this shtick, be like, come back after my birthday, like, how'd it go? I'd be like, it was terrible, man. Stroke of midnight, all my cells shifted. Instantly became a year older.
That happened to me when I turned 40, right? Yeah. I instantly became 20 years older.
Oh my God.
It all hurts. Noticed.
Or like the fantasy stories. They've been stealing somebody's life force or whatever.
Yeah, no, are you? He chose poorly.
You know, they're actually 3 centuries years old, but now they've lost their magic and it all comes, hits them back.
Well, I wasn't thinking that bad. But, you know, I do have my little aches and pains. And I think if I was 20 and they all happened at once, I would be deeply concerned.
Oh, no kidding, right? You get used to... Oh, okay. We are talking about body aches, Brad.
Yeah, I know. Personal health issues.
It's not dark enough in here.
Oh, you're killing me.
You mentioned sci-fi, though. We've been reading a... Anathem?
Anathem, or however you pronounce
it. Anathem, I think.
Yeah, it's not a real word. Yeah. Neal Stephens was feeling clever, so he made a word and made it the title just to cut down on the number of copies he's going to sell, I guess. He's got a couple of themes he keeps going back to. One is that human minds do things that computers cannot.
Yes.
Which is more or less magic, depending upon which book you're reading.
We can't recreate it yet.
I'm working on it.
The human minds.
Well, you know, not necessarily
you and,
human mind.
Google and
Google's got more money.
Yeah,
but they're going about it in a fundamentally incorrect way.
That's
I'm just
right.
Gonna say that.
This needs to be handled by one person, not a team of programmers that have come.
Not a team of PhDs.
Honest to goodness, computer scientists.
That's nonsense.
I heard there was a super cool, crazy quantum computer thing, right?
I hear about those every now and then. Yeah, I'm gonna hold forth on quantum computers now because I barely know anything about them. What they do is they try all possible solutions at once.
They can do that? Good.
And
cool.
And then the correct answer will be the brightest output.
Yeah.
You know,
what is in the center of a quantum computer? What, I mean,
how
why
do they
is
do
it
any
so cold?
Of this? I don't know. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
I can tell you why they keep it cold, actually. It's to preserve entanglement.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, really?
Yeah. Entanglement and any quantum state you have encoded is going to last longer if things are colder. Because otherwise it interacts with the photons and so forth being kicked off by like, the case and gets entangled with them instead. And before too long, your data has been lost forever.
Was it you that was talking about them making some progress as far as, speaking of entanglement? But as far as making that a communications device, like the idea of quantum entanglement over distance.
It's a form of signal security.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In that, at least in theory, if anybody eavesdrops on your communication, it will become unintelligible to both of you.
How would they even be able to? Because there's no wires.
Oh, but there are.
The main security problem in the internet world, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the more basic security attacks, you have to be in the middle between whoever you're trying to attack and whoever they're communicating with.
The original scheme I heard of was using fiber optics. And yeah, I mean, it's like, let me just casually set up this 4 or 5 trucks of equipment. No one...
yeah,
and dig a 12-foot hole right here in the street. I'm covert.
Oh, man.
But I have heard of it being done through the air somehow.
Mm. You were talking about fiber optics, though, right?
Yeah.
I got to play with a neat toy. I never did get it to work right. But what it was built for was to fuse two ends of fiber optic cable together. And it was a precision little, like, take the width of a normal paperback book,
mm-hmm.
make that kind of a square, and then give it some heft. It's made of metal and whatnot. Mm. But it was weird. You had to strip the cable in such and such a way.
How thick is the cable?
Oh, the cable itself was, I'd say, 1/4 inch, maybe. That's generous.
Yeah, and now you're getting into the strip the cable in such and such a way.
Yeah.
And already I'm thinking, oh, wow.
Well, what they had was, it's a basic rubber coating, but underneath that it was kind of a plastic sheath to make sure the glass can bend but not break.
Right.
And then in the middle of that was the actual glass strand, which is way more complicated than just glass. But
no, it's doped silicon.
Yeah.
Somewhat like semiconductor chips. I hear rumors that that's to make it even more transparent somehow.
I thought it was just to keep the light from leaking out.
That too.
You would get your cable set up correctly. I never did that. And you'd get it in this machine. And on one side... And you'd get the end you're going to splice on the other side, and then you'd press down, and it would break the glass, right? And you're looking for a 90-degree angle, and it also had a display. And once you broke the glass, it would show you the end of it, and you could be like, ah, I can now fuse this. Or you can be like, ah, I totally jacked that up. That was my thought.
As long as you got a few more inches to work with, right?
Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, we it was now, a training opportunity.
You were talking about a training opportunity. These huge spools of fiber optic cable in the army,
mm-hmm.
and if it got bent past so many degrees, it was worthless.
Yeah. And it was weird the way we'd use it, because I would stake out little white flags over the top of the whole dang thing. Do not run over this.
Right.
But... Yeah, they'd get run over. And they seemed to be okay about it, but it was soft earth, so maybe that's what saved them.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Soft earth, relatively soft tires.
Mm-hmm.
Luck.
What's neat about what's happening right now is that by the time any of these episodes get released...
Coronavirus?
This is a historical episode.
How about them Furbies?
Yeah, remember Popples?
I do.
They were the shit. Yeah.
One of them was named Potato Chip.
Was that the yellow one?
Yes. Yes, it was.
That was my favorite. And I think that was Linda's Popple. And I just sort of claimed it.
Like, I thought that those were clever. Right? I mean, cartoon aside.
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon was also clever. But the little dolls.
I know.
You like fold them inside their little pocket. They're so cute.
You gotta wonder. Chicken and the egg.
This is like everything kangaroos wanted to be but couldn't.
Oh, to blatantly rip something out of the men's room. Or rip off something from the men's room. The question, because they have the question of the day. Would you rather?
Oh, God, I hate these. Okay.
30 seconds, you're going to put your finger in something.
What's her name?
No, yeah, well, exactly. Well, what's the name of a dolphin? So it's either a dolphin's blowhole.
Okay.
A kangaroo's pouch.
Okay.
The anal, what is it called? You have to aspirate the anal gland. The anal gland of a dog. Or, maybe there was just three. I'm going to run with it.
You're going to run with me? Okay. I'd probably go with the dog because
really?
I'm most likely to survive that.
All survive. Oh. Yeah, nobody was talking about that. They were just talking about the smell.
Now, if we got like a small species of kangaroo, like some sort of wallaby.
No. The assumption is dolphin and okay. They're all, everybody's on board. You're allowed to do this.
Oh.
You're not
going.
Well,
we'd go with the blowhole.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, actually, most people went that way. Something about salt water and. Although,
I would not want to piss off a dolphin, though, especially in their element.
No kidding.
Those are teeth.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of very sharp teeth.
I don't remember the details, but there was a story, I'm wondering if you remember, and this dolphin had just sort of wandered away. He's not part of the pod anymore.
They made friends with humans, and then
certain humans
took exception to one particular human and rammed into her and broke a couple of ribs.
Beat the crap out of her, yeah.
Yeah,
They later made friends, but...
It wasn't even beat the crap out of her. It was just a ram.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah.
From a dolphin.
I mean, it was a dominance thing that she probably would have done in the pod, and everybody still would have been friends. It wouldn't have been so bad because that was another dolphin you would have been playing with.
Made a blubber and stuff.
Instead of like Mary knows how Lou to take over a hit. Here.
Wasn't expecting
he was
it.
Like over 40 and a smoker.
You know, I heard about that. You know what it reminded me of?
Mm.
That damn dog in Hollywood that was on lithium that went for my face.
Oh, that dog.
That really upset me. Not because... it happened at all, but because I'm like, I just had this back brain secret idea that I was super cool with animals and they were cool with me.
Well, that one was on lithium.
Yes. I also stabbed it in the eye, but that's, that was an accident.
With what?
He was looking.
Do you do this often?
No.
I like to stab animals in the eye. Screw the blowhole. I'm gonna put my thumb in your eye.
I was all excited, a little manic, I don't know. I'm like, saw the dog was wagging its tail. I'm like, we're friends.
I desperately want to reconsider and retract the phrase, screw the blowhole. When is this coming out?
2022. I don't know. I need another one of these. None of this is going to see the light of day anyways.
I'm sad, man. This was good.
You're welcome to yank shit out of here.
Why? I'm not going to do anything with it.